الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا أسود أو قال امرأة سوداء كان يقوم المسجد فمات، فسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عنه فقالوا مات. قال أفلا كنتم آذنتموني به؟ دلوني على قبره، أو قال قبرها، فأتى قبره فصلى عليه. رواه البخاري. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. إمام بخاري رحمه الله تعالى reports on the authority of Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he said, an Abyssinian man or an Abyssinian lady used to sweep the masjid. فمات، this person passed away. The person who used to sweep the masjid passed away. And whether it was a man or a lady, the doubt has occurred to Thabit rahimahullah ta'ala, who is the student of Abu Rafi, who in turn is the student of Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not say that an Abyssinian lady or an Abyssinian man. He specified the gender. And his student Abu Rafi rahimahullah ta'ala also specified the gender. It is Thabit rahimahullah ta'ala who forgot what Abu Rafi rahimahullah ta'ala said. But as I said last week, it will not make any difference to the conclusion of the story or to the lessons that we will derive from the story. And there are other narrations, or this same narration has reached us through other chains of narrations, in which it is stipulated that it was a lady and her name was Kharqa, and her kunyah was Umm Mihjan radiyallahu ta'ala anha, an Abyssinian lady who had settled down in Medina Munawwara. She would come to the masjid observing the injunctions of hijab, and she would sweep the masjid. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to reside right next to the masjid. So he observed her cleaning the masjid on numerous occasions. Famata. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not observe this lady in the masjid as he used to. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked regarding her. فسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عنه. The مفعول is محذوف here. فسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الناس عنه. نبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم inquired from the people regarding this lady as to what had happened to her. فقالوا مات. So the people said she has passed away. And whenever a person asks a group of people a question, then normally all of them don't speak. Two, three individuals will reply. Sometimes only one will reply on behalf of everybody. In this case, according to the narration of Imam Bayhaqi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, it was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu who replied on behalf of all the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain who were present. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, she has passed away. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afala kuntum adantumuni bihi adafantum. فَلَا كُنْتُمْ آذَنْتُمُونِي بِهِ. You have buried her and you did not inform me regarding her that she has passed away. دُلُّونِي عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. Show me her grave. Take me to her grave. Guide me to her grave. دُلُّونِي عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ أَوْ قَالَ قَبْرِهَا. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majmain guided our Nabi Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam to the grave of this lady. Nabi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam came to her grave and Nabi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam performed the Salatul Janaza after she was buried. The first lesson that we learn from this hadith is the importance of cleaning and maintaining the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be of service to the masajid. And in the gathering last week, I mentioned that it is reported in a narration regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that he also used to sweep the masjid. It is a very meritorious act. It is a very rewarding act. It is so rewarding that this lady became so important in the eyes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a result of this deed and this amal of hers. That number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam inquired. She was important to him. She had become a virtuous lady in the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a result of her service towards the masjid. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he did not observe her for a few days, he inquired, what has happened? to this particular lady who used to come and sweep the masjid. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that she has passed away, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complained. He said, "You have already buried her and you did not even inform me." Again, we can see the connection. That she was important to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he wanted to perform the Salatul Janaza of this lady. And thereafter he said that, "Show me her qabr." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to her qabr and he performed the Salatul Janaza. Hours or maybe days after she was buried. So this is the first lesson. Cleaning the masajid, looking after the masajid, maintaining the masajid. And looking after the masajid, cleaning the masajid, maintaining the masajid from all aspects. Making sure that we do not dirty the masajid. We keep the masajid tidy and clean. And if we see any dirt here or there, then we pick that dirt up. We help in the cleaning of the masajid. We help in the dusting of the masajid. And we help in the maintaining of the masajid. And we also observe the adab of the masajid. The etiquettes of the masajid. And we also frequent our coming to the masajid and spend time as much as possible in the masajid, engaging in actions and deeds and amal which are pleasing to the Creator. This is the first lesson. The second lesson, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not observe this lady, he inquired. Where is this lady that comes into the Masjid Nabvi and sweeps the masjid? From this we learn that we should have feeling and attachment for people in our hearts. And those people who are associated to us from any angle, if they are missing, we should make inquiries. Our relatives, our friends, our students, our associates, mates and colleagues at work. If we do not see them in their regular routine for a day, for 2 days, for 3 days, we should make inquiry. Why is this person missing? What is wrong with him? This is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as the worldly status of this lady was concerned, she was insignificant. But she was associated to the masjid of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence she was associated to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he inquired. If we see a student missing from our class, we should make inquiries. Where is this student? Why is he absent? In majalis such as these, if a person comes very regularly and he goes missing, and we are unaware as to what has happened to him, we should make inquiries. If a friend or a relative has the habit of communicating with us via telephone, email, text messages, and suddenly he stops communicating, we must make inquiries as to what has happened to him. This is a sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This lady passed away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not see her in the masjid. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired. He asked the people. And on behalf of the people, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that she has passed away. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to perform her salatul janaza. And salatul janaza is dua. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to make dua for her. And he complained. He said, you have already buried her and you did not inform me. That means I wanted to participate in the salatul janaza. This is the third lesson. That if we come to know of a Muslim who has passed away and we have the means to participate in that person's janaza, then we should participate. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is complaining. You did not inform me. You have already buried her. And you did not give me the opportunity to participate in the salatul janaza. And more so, if the person who has passed away is from amongst the pious. There are two categories of people who will pass away. Religious people and not so religious. When the not so religious people pass away, we should participate in Salatul Janaza. Because as a result of our participating in Salatul Janaza, the person will benefit. The participants will pray for the deceased. Allahumma ighfir li hayyina wa mayyitina. O Allah, forgive our living and forgive our deceased. Allahumma ighfir lahu warhamhu wa afihi wa afu anhu wa akrim nuzulahu wa wassi mudkhala. So our prayers will benefit the deceased. And the more people participate, the more the deceased will benefit. The chances of forgiveness of the deceased will increase if the number of participants increase. So when somebody passes away, and if that person is religious, we should participate in Salatul Janaza, because the deceased will benefit and we will also benefit from the barakah of his piety. And if the person is not so religious, then we should still participate, because as a result, the deceased will benefit. And in both cases, we will benefit from this aspect also, that when we will see the janaza, when we will see the deceased, the coffin, when we will carry the janaza, when we will perform the salat of janaza, when we will bury the deceased, we will remember our departure. We will be able to reflect that a time is going to come when I will also be carried like this. When I will also be brought to the graveyard and I will also be buried. So this is the third lesson that we learn from this hadith. That if we are able to, we should participate in Salatul Janaza. We should participate in the bathing of the deceased. We should participate in the shrouding of the deceased. We should participate in the Janaza Salat of the deceased, and we should participate in the burial of the deceased. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when a person passes away and the living person goes with this janaza, up to the place where Salatul Janazah is being performed, and he participates in Salatul Janazah, and thereafter he returns. فَإِنَّهُ يَرْجِعُ بِقِيرَاتٍ. Then this person returns with one qirat. One qirat. Qirat is a currency. A small currency. 5 pence, 10 pence, 20 pence. So it's a very small currency that was used during the olden times. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that when a person participates in Salatul Janazah and thereafter he returns before the burial, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the reward of one qirat. One qirat, he will acquire one qirat. And if this person remains with the janazah until it is buried and he returns after the burial, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him two qirat. فَإِنَّهُ يَرْجِعُ بِقِيرَاتَيْنِ. He will return with two qirat. And qirat in this hadith is not the small currency. It is the currency of the hereafter. It's like saying $5 and $5. The name is the same, dollars, but the value of both is different. So here we are using the word qirat, but here we are talking about the qirat of the akhirah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining qirat in another hadith said that wal qiratu a'zamu min jabal Uhud. Qirat is more greater than the Mount Uhud. So just leaving the home, going to the place where Salatul Janazah is being performed, and performing Salatul Janazah will bring reward equivalent to, not equivalent to Mount Uhud, more greater than Mount Uhud. And if a person remains behind after Salatul Janazah and he participate in the burial, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him double that reward. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was not aware of this hadith. When he heard this hadith from Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, his habit was to participate in Salatul Janazah and return. Not remain until the burial, because he was unaware of this hadith. And the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain were the people of Akhirah. And all people of Akhirah are greedy as far as the reward in the hereafter is concerned. Just as the people of Dunya, they are greedy for the wealth of this world, they are greedy for the wealth of the hereafter. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma was not aware of this extra reward for participating in the burial, so he would return immediately after performing Salatul Janazah, because he was a busy person and he had many things to do. He was a muhaddis, he was a faqih. So it's not that he would return and waste his time in futile activities or useless pursuits. No. He would engage in doing valuable work. But despite that, when he heard this hadith from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and when he became satisfied that yes, this is the saying of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became very, very regretful. And he said, فَرَّتْنَا عَلَىٰ قَرَارِيْتَ كَثِيرَةً. I have made a loss of many, many qirat. Because I did not know, I have made a loss of many, many qirat. Here also we understand the fadila and the virtue of ilm. Due to lack of ilm, a person will make a loss of his hereafter. I have made a loss of many, many qirat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi Wasallam said, you have already buried her and you did not inform me of her. From this, another lesson. Another lesson is that when somebody passes away, announcement should be made. People should be informed. So that many people can participate and can become a means of the forgiveness of the deceased. And many people can participate and they can also acquire rewards of the Akhirah. And finally, another lesson we learn from the hadith is that those people who dedicate their lives for the service of deen, those people who dedicate their lives for the service of the Muslims, those people who dedicate their lives for the service of humanity, it is their right that when the need arises, we pray for them. This lady had dedicated part of her life for the service of the masjid. So directly for the service of the masjid, indirectly she had dedicated herself for the service of the Muslims who were performing salat in the masjid. And when she passed away, when the need arose for dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not say, okay, fine, you have performed her salatul janaza, alhamdulillah. No, he said, no, you take me, because I also want to make dua. So those people who teach us deen, those people who strive for us, those people who strive for the community, we should make dua for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to study the ahadith and the beautiful life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and derive lessons and implement those lessons in our lives. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take me to her grave. And when he was taken to her grave, he performed salatul janaza. Salatul janaza. So he made dua for the deceased. Now here, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullahu ta'ala, if the salatul janaza of a person has already been performed, then after burial, it is not permissible for anyone to perform his or her salatul janaza. And here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing the salatul janaza of a lady whose salatul janaza was already performed and she was buried. After burial, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing salatul janaza. The answer is, this was the khususiyat of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the speciality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not permissible for any member of the ummah, any individual of the ummah. This is the exclusiveness of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said in the narration of Muslim, إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْقُبُورَ مَمْلُوءَةٌ ظُلْمَةً عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. These graves are filled with darkness upon the inhabitants of the graves. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ يُنَوِّرُهَا لَهُمْ بِسَلَاتِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And as a result of my performing salatul janaza, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightens the graves for the inhabitants of the graves. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says anything, it is wahy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed him that whenever a person passes away, and if that person is facing some kind of difficulty in the grave, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you will perform his salatul janaza, then that person will not face any difficulty. But the same is not for me and you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's speciality that if he was to perform salatul janaza, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve the deceased from any pain in the grave. It is for this reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform salatul janaza of every individual. So after studying this hadith, one should not assume that if a person has missed salatul janaza, he will be able to go onto the grave and perform salatul janaza. This is the speciality of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to learn the Quran and the ahadith through authentic means and authentic sources, through correct means and correct sources. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to follow the lessons we learn from the Quran, the lessons we learn from the ahadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to follow the sharia so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can become happy with us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه.